InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this September the 18th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. It's good to be back. I was at the Transhumanist Conference of the Hybrid Age. Spoke last Friday. You know, this is a discussion that people need to have because, as I said, the conference, we got caught without thinking about the moral implications of abortion for the most part. Most people hadn't really thought about when life begins, and we still are arguing about that. We still haven't won that argument. Now we have to have a discussion as well before some of these things happen as to when humanity ends. At what point do we modify humans to the extent that we don't have humans anymore? And what are the implications of that? There's a lot of science fiction work that is not really too much fiction anymore that is about to hit. I listened to one piece, Change Agent. It's written by an author, Daniel Suarez. It's already been picked up as a movie rights. I listened to that on my drive up and back. It paints a pretty grim picture of the future. From hundreds of millions of people roaming the planet as economic refugees because robotics have taken their jobs, to the abuse of very powerful technology by a handful of people. And that's the thing that really concerns me, even more so than the possibility that technology is going to get out of hand, that we're going to have artificial intelligence somehow become generalized intelligence, become self-aware, the Skynet scenario that you see from Terminator, or that you have somebody deliberately create some kind of a super virus that is targeted towards individuals, which is also a possibility. Now that CRISPR has become so widely available, so relatively cheap, and you've got people, it broke as I was on my way to the conference, one of the guys who did an experiment, a self-modification on his DNA, live streamed it in defiance of the FDA, showing that he was going to modify his DNA. People are modifying their pets, he actually has a kit that you can modify an experiment on frogs. Because the FDA gets involved with animals that have been modified, they only take interest typically in mammals. They're not interested in frogs. And they typically are only interested in animals after they have been modified, if they're being used for commercial purposes. So he kind of gets around all that, says, here, you can experiment on this. And then, of course, if you learn how to do it, you can experiment with your pets. You can experiment with yourself. And if you have the knowledge, you can experiment with other people. And we know that there are a lot of people out there, a lot of radical environmentalists who want to depopulate the earth. Would they do it deliberately? Would they do it by accident? These are the types of things that we need to start thinking about. And how are we going to respond to this proactively instead of reactively? Because as I was growing up, the church I was in, I wasn't a Catholic. The Catholics were there to oppose abortion. But the church I was growing up, they didn't really think about the ethical implications of this or when life begins when we're talking about abortion. And the Catholics, on the other hand, didn't really make any cogent arguments as to why it should be, why there should not be abortion. They didn't really talk about that. You know, ironically, I think the biggest aid to stopping abortion was the development of moving 3D ultrasound. And I'd said that to my wife when she was working for Birth Choice. I said, I think what we need to do is instead of handing out pamphlets, we need to fund technology that shows people what a baby looks like in the womb. And they won't kill it. You won't have to have an argument about when life begins. So technology can be our ally. And there are some good things that are going to come from the technology. It is a slippery slope. And it is fraught with a lot of pitfalls and dangers, and we need to take a look at these before they are upon us. But we got a lot of news coming up. We're going to talk about the conspiracy declassified, the Emmy Awards, Kavanaugh 2, and some possible nuclear power issues with this hurricane.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this September 18th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. It's good to be back. I was gone last week. Towards the end of the week, I was speaking at the Transhumanist and Hybrid Age Conference put on by Steve Quayle, Timothy Alberino. These are very important issues, as I said at the top of the hour, that people need to think about. And it was a very good conference, a lot of different types of speakers there. One of the individuals was Hugo de Garis, that I've interviewed multiple times, talking about the Ardlecht War. Hugo was very animated. It was great to meet Hugo in person. And one of the things that he always does when he gives his presentation, talking about the potential downsides of technology. And of course, there's been a back and forth between Hugo de Garis and Ray Kurzweil. Ray Kurzweil takes a very unmitigated, optimistic point of view towards this technology. I think that's foolish because every technology has a downside. It's not simply all upside. Of course, we always hear this when the technology is being created. We always hear, well, we got CRISPR, and it is a scalpel, and we can do whatever we want to without any problems. Well, now we're seeing that problems have arisen with scalpel. We now have people, as they're using it more and more, say, hey, it's made some changes downstream from where it was supposed to make these cuts, and we've seen some ancillary problems with this, like you expect if you know anything about what has happened. I mean, look at drugs, for example. Do they always work? No. Do they have unintended consequences? Yes. Always unintended consequences. Why would we think that something where you go in and start messing with the DNA would be any different? Especially since you still have a lot of people who have sequenced DNA, and they say, well, there's a lot of junk DNA in there. I look at that and it's like, that's the scariest statement about DNA I've ever seen. When people say there's junk DNA, that just simply means they don't understand what it is that they're modifying. But we've seen a lot of individuals have pointed out several different science publications. Some of the people who are breeding animals, like the beef industry, are saying, we've seen some unusual things happen in other locations. So is it a scalpel? No. Maybe it's a chainsaw. Maybe it is a hand grenade to DNA. And then there are other issues. The fact that the government funds all of this and the government wants to turn everything into a weapon. I don't trust the government to use the weapons that they're creating, especially this type of emerging technology. And that's an important point because a lot of this technology has been developed by the government for a very long time, and it is just now emerging. That's one of the reasons why I think these changes are going to come on us very, very quickly. Because just as we saw when they rolled out the drone Air Force capabilities right after 9/11, the government takes a very long time to develop technology. It's one of the things that I realized when I was interviewing as an engineer, as a young engineer. One of the reasons I didn't want to get into the military-industrial complex. The other was the fact that they were using technology that was very, very old. They have to test it everywhere. And they have to test it for years before they deploy it, just as a precaution. So they test it in the deserts, they test it in the swamps, the Arctic, you name it. And that means that it's typically very old. So I wasn't really interested in working on very old technology, number one. Number two, I was concerned about the fact that even though it would be used to help our side, I really wasn't on board with a lot of the stuff that our side was doing. A lot of wars that we shouldn't be involved in. And so I had a lot of issues why I didn't want to get into the military-industrial complex doing technology. But we should always look at the downside of this. And so that's what Hugo de Garis does. He looks at the downside of it, honestly, even though Ray Kurzweil only looks at the upside. And whenever he gives this lecture, he always asks the audience at the end if they would support continuing down this path, this research, given the negative consequences. Do you want to create artificial intelligence, even though it might run away, even though it might be used by a few people? And of course, that really kind of, so he gives them the option, three options. One of them, do you want to create, continue down artificial intelligence, creating these artificial brains, even though it may turn into a Skynet type of self-aware generalized intelligence? Do you want to allow people to augment themselves without any kind of restriction, turning themselves into cyborgs when they themselves might become godlike intelligences? And to me, that part of it also speaks to the idea that you're going to have a few billionaires and DARPA that are going to have access to unlimited amount of power. Whenever you have an imbalance of power, whenever you have massive technology in the hands of just a few, that's when you have tyranny. And so it's not just the individuals out here who are augmenting themselves, but the idea that we would have that kind of very, very powerful technology just in the hands of a few powerful elite. How's that working out for us with the internet and free speech? You want to give them that kind of, those same people? You want to give them a monopoly on military power as well? And then the third option was, do you want to shut it all down, even if that means a massive war that could result in billions of deaths, because these people are going to fight back? And it was kind of interesting because he said usually when he polls the audience at the end of it, it's usually about 50-50. And he said when he gave the lecture in China, where he used to teach before they summarily booted him out before, for saying something negative about Mao. He just threw him out of the country. Anyway, he said in China, when he would give it to the Chinese engineering students, 80% of them were like, go for the technology. We don't care about the moral implications. When he gave it to this conference, which is largely Christian-oriented, it was 100%, virtually 100%, no, stop it. Whatever the cost, stop it. I'm on board with that, quite frankly. And so I talked about 5G. We're going to talk a little bit about one city in California and the implications of this has said no to 5G. It's going to be an interesting test. And, of course, it's going to be challenged by the federal government because we have the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that says you can't stop these telecommunications towers. I think that is an overreach. I think it needs to be challenged. I think it needs to be nullified. Whether or not the federal courts agree with this, I think we can and must challenge that. But let's take a quick look at some other technological issues, things that might overrun or, in this particular case, overflow. Let's take a look at the Duke Nuke in North Carolina. We have the Brunswick Nuclear Power Plant was shut down last week, last Thursday, because they knew that the storm was coming in, so they did a controlled shutdown. But then 2 days after that, on Saturday, they had what they called an unusual event. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is not talking about what that is specifically. They said a hazardous event has resulted in on-site conditions sufficient to prohibit the plant staff from accessing the site via personal vehicles due to flooding of local roads by Tropical Storm Florence. Now, the mainstream media is just saying, well, this is just the typical shutdown. But again, that happened 2 days after the usual shutdown. They had an unusual event. That is code word for the lowest level of nuclear emergency. This twin reactor nuclear plant, as reported by the News and Observer, is located 4 miles inland. They say that it is stable and poses no threat. It has off-site electricity from the power grid to cool the nuclear reactors and the radioactive nuclear waste at the site. And see, that is the issue. When you look at that, it has nuclear waste on site, and it has backup reactors. to keep that waste cooled. It always has to be cooled. That's what happened at Fukushima. Now, Fukushima lost the reactors. They lost the backup power to keep that cool because of a flood, which is what's happening in North Carolina now. Does it matter whether the flood is caused by a hurricane or by an earthquake? No. When you have it close to the coast, when you have to store nuclear waste for thousands of years, this is always a risk that we are going to be exposed to. Can a Fukushima happen here in America, in North Carolina? Absolutely, it can. These are the types of long-term problems associated with technology that we typically don't bother to mess with. We just rush into it. Oh, yeah, nuclear power is going to be so cheap we won't even have to meter it. That was what I heard in the 1960s when I was a child. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com is 25% off right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
It looks like one of the pussy hat people have now joined into the Kavanaugh 2 aspect here. What a surprise. This seems to be a pattern of behavior, doesn't it? We have Christine Blasey Ford has now, according to Daily Caller, wore a pink pussy hat to the San Francisco March for Science in April of 2017. So this is a new pussy hat girl. Says it's a science party. No, nothing to see here really politically, right? I mean, I'm sure that these 30-some-odd-year-old charges are real. Has nothing to do with politics. Although she erased her social media history before she went forward. We have that story at Infowars.com. She apparently scrubbed her entire social media presence in an attempt to hide her politics, according to many reports. Why would she do that? Well, give you one guess. She is a professor at the California University System. These are 35-year-old accusations. And Dianne Feinstein, of course, was in possession of the letter that she originally wrote anonymously. She was in possession of that for several months and did not bring it forward during those hearings. And now, at the last minute, they bring it forward to try to delay this, to try to stop this. And as I said on Twitter when I saw this over the weekend, I said, look, I'm no fan of Brett Kavanaugh. Of all the people that were listed as a potential pick for the Supreme Court by President Trump, he was my least favorite. He is somebody who has a lot of connections with the Bush administration, a lot of connections with Kennedy, the Supreme Court justice that he is replacing, which, remember, Kennedy was appointed by Ronald Reagan, but he has been wrong on some really, really big issues. And Kavanaugh is wrong on issues of the Fourth Amendment and other things. But he is those issues, when you compare him to the types of judges that would be put forward by Democrats, it's a no comparison, because the Democrats would be wrong on those issues as well. I still think that President Trump could have done better with a lot of the people that were on his list, a lot of the people that were on the final four. I think he was the worst of the final four. Nevertheless, the Democrats want someone far, far, far worse. And it is a political issue. And they are trying to stop this at all costs. And so now we're going to have a Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill display coming up next Monday. They're going to delay the vote that was originally scheduled for Thursday. They're going to have the hearing on Monday, and it's going to go back into the Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill hearings. And I also tweeted out about that. And I just want to remind everyone what Anita Hill did after these hearings. And of course, during the hearings, she made comments that he had made a comment, and nobody witnessed any of this except the two of them, that there was a Coke can. He made a comment about a hair that was on a Coke can, and also made a comment about the title of an X-rated movie and so forth. That was the extent of it. And again, that was just her word versus his word. He said he didn't do that. And shortly after the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings, he made it anyway. It was a big deal. Anybody who was around at the time remembers what a big deal that was, how that polarized the country. And you had all of the pussy hat type people out there wearing, not pink pussy hats, but they were wearing I Believe Anita buttons everywhere. I saw that because I lived not too far outside of a liberal university town. I Believe Anita. And it was all over the place. Well, Anita believed Bill Clinton when there were multiple allegations against Bill Clinton of physical violence and of rape. She took the side of Bill Clinton just a couple of years later. That is how concerned they are about the welfare of women. It was purely political with Anita Hill and with people like Gloria Steinem and others. all these people who had savaged Clarence Thomas for these unsubstantiated charges. And then they defended Bill Clinton in the same way that Hillary Clinton did, calling the victims of Bill Clinton's violence, his violence, and multiple accusers, calling them bimbos. Look, folks, it worked with Judge Roy Moore, and it may work with him. I don't know. But it is ludicrous that people don't have to prove their charges anymore if it's something like this, if it's a Me Too issue. And so they're going to have their big show on Monday. As Judge Napolitano said, we're going to see another version of the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill hearings. Absolutely are. And I hope people just remember what happened after that big show, just a couple of years later. We saw how phony the left is when it says that it's concerned about women. Just like Hillary Clinton, Anita Hill, and the rest of these people threw them under the bus. And we see that Dianne Feinstein has announced that she opposes Brett Kavanaugh, if you didn't know. Newsflash, saying justices should not be an extension of the Republican Party. Well, I don't think that would be an extension of the Democrat Party either. And we saw that with Elena Kagan and others. I mean, think about the fact that, talk about it being an extension of a political party. Elena Kagan was an extension of the Obama administration. It was that specific. She was put in the midst of everything that was about to come to a head with the Affordable Care Act. Oh, I think we ought to call it the Affordable Care Act instead of Obamacare, because we all know that it's not affordable. Anybody that pays for their insurance has seen the insurance rates skyrocket, exponentially up. Yeah, talk about affordable. Talk about bending the curve down. Well, they bent it all right. They bent it up just like a hockey stick. That hockey stick about climate change is not true, but the hockey stick in terms of insurance rates is true. That is what happened to our insurance rate. Went up like a hockey stick, exponentially. But Elena Kagan had been part of the Obama administration arguing for Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, to be passed. And that was a big part of the hearing. And when she became a Supreme Court justice, she refused to recuse herself. So don't talk to us about politics. What we have in the Supreme Court are 9 politically appointed figures who are sitting there altering the Constitution and intruding the federal government into areas into which it was never given authority. Because the federal government's authority is only in areas where it has been explicitly given authority. That's what the 9th and 10th Amendments say. They cannot get involved in things that they have not been explicitly given authority to get involved in. They can't take some vague phrase like the General Welfare Clause and extend that if you're going to really follow the 10th Amendment. But they do it all the time. And so this is what this is going to be about. It's actually a very shameful example here. And I think it's also interesting that Keith Ellison, have you heard anything about the Keith Ellison situation with the accuser there? They have shut that down, haven't they? And it is completely off of the news headlines as everybody talks about something that purportedly happened in high school.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful Mycos DX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. Mycos DX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. Mycos DX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Mycos DX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Kavanaugh hearing, because this is bigger than just this one particular issue, because we've seen this tactic used over and over again. People coming out of the woodwork after 30, 40 years saying something happened between me and this individual, and I didn't tell anybody about it, and nothing was done about it. And now I have this memory of this, and it is coming out just before an election or just before a vote on a Supreme Court justice. And if they get away with it this time, I think it is, I agree with Tucker Carlson. I want to play for you what he had to say, because they got away with it, in my opinion, with Roy Moore. I don't think that there was anything other than an orchestrated campaign to stop him by establishment Republicans working through the Washington Post. And you look at all of those allegations and how trumped up they were by the Washington Post. There was only one that wasn't totally dispelled. And that was simply a he said, she said type of thing. Nobody could validate that one way or the other. So I want to play for you what Tucker Carlson had to say about this. He said, if they allow them to get away with this, then it is game over. Here's Tucker Carlson.
dismissing Christine Ford as a liar. Doesn't seem like she is. It seems like she sincerely believes everything she is saying. But that does not mean that she is right. Human memory is notoriously unreliable, especially over time. What were you doing one drunk night in the spring of 1982? Don't remember clearly? Of course you don't. It's been 36 years. Past a certain point, the past is unknowable, and that's why we have statutes of limitation for crimes. Not because our desire for justice dims, but because the chance of achieving it does. Everybody knows this, the left included. This story doesn't have anything to do with justice, actually, or even with what Brett Kavanaugh may have done in high school. Underneath it all, anyone who lives in Washington can tell you, it's about abortion. Does anyone really believe this story would have surfaced if Brett Kavanaugh had pledged allegiance to Roe v. Wade? Of course it wouldn't have. Some of the very same people suggesting that Kavanaugh is a sex criminal once defended Bill Clinton when he was credibly accused of rape. The same group practically beatified Ted Kennedy. Kennedy, you'll remember, once killed a woman. Not metaphorically killed her, but literally killed her.
That's right. They wouldn't have. It isn't that they would have defended Bill Clinton. They did defend Bill Clinton. Anita Hill, all those people who were coming after Clarence Thomas. Ann Coulter came back against Jeff Flake on Twitter because this is being used, as Reuters pointed out, this is being used as a cover for a lot of Democrats who wanted to vote against Kavanaugh simply because he was a Republican appointment. But they were concerned because they were in states that had been, that had gone for President Trump, and it put them in political jeopardy. Now they've got something that they can use. They can say, hey, we're not going to do it because there's an allegation here. It's not because I'm opposed to what she stands for, but because I'm opposed to him because of this allegation. And so as Reuters points out, since Kavanaugh was nominated, a lot of Democrat senators from states that Trump won handily had a dilemma. If they didn't vote in favor of Kavanaugh's confirmation, they would have appeared to be out of step with voters at home and risk losing re-election. Vote for him, and they would hand the president a bipartisan victory. But now this allegation comes out of something that allegedly happened in high school, and it gives those Democrats an escape hatch. They can oppose him without appearing to voters that they are defying President Trump and what the voters voted for when they voted for President Trump. That's what this becomes. And, of course, it allows the same thing for some Republicans, people like Jeff Flake and some of the liberal Republicans who don't want to support Kavanaugh because of his position on Roe v. Wade. But they are also in that kind of a dilemma. And so Ann Coulter came back at Jeff Flake because he sabotaged this when he said, oh, we're going to have to give this some more time. We shouldn't have to have this vote until she has a chance to speak and so forth. And Ann Coulter said, hey, Jeff Flake, yeah, let's postpone the vote so that we can hear her repressed memory from 35 years ago. And she said, here's my repressed memory, you as a Republican. I don't even have that memory. I don't know where Ann Coulter got that. Maybe I have to question Ann Coulter's repressed memory because I don't have a memory of Jeff Flake as a Republican, simply just as a flake. I would have. People are going to, a while from now, a few decades from now, people are going to go back to the dictionary and see if the etymology for the popular term flake actually came from Jeff Flake. And they're going to be surprised to find that it actually existed before this guy was a Republican senator, because he is the personification of that term. Schumer, of course, is saying this is extremely credible. And then her lawyer, in a interview with CNN, said that it's not her job to corroborate her story. She was asked by Allison Camerota of CNN, and her attorney, Deborah Katz, being interviewed by her. She said, has she corroborated any of this with anybody that was there that could vouch for her, that would stand up for her side of the story? Well, that's not her job to do that. It's just her job to say that this happened at a party once in high school. She didn't say anything to anybody. She previously told the Washington Post that there were four boys at the party, but never indicated if there were other girls beside her. And so I said, well, we have you. Maybe you can fill in the blanks on some of her story. She says she was at a party, probably in 1982. Don't even really remember what year. Maybe, probably it was 1982. We don't know. She says that there are four guys there. These are high school students, as was she. There were four guys there. Were there any girls there that day? Yes, there was another girl at the party. Yes, said her lawyer. Then Camerota asked if Ford had tried to talk to any of the other partygoers to see if they would back up her story. And she declined that. She said, that's not her job. You know, she's just there to be heard. That's just her impression of what happened. President Trump said the idea of withdrawing the nomination is ludicrous. And yes, it is. And then there's just a couple of other things that I think are kind of interesting data points besides scrubbing her social media. As Infowars.com reported, True Pundit reports Kavanaugh's accuser's brother worked for a law firm that paid Fusion GPS for work with Russian lawyer who set up the Trump Tower meeting. And Senator Grassley also says to Dianne Feinstein, she refused to cooperate with lawmakers on Kavanaugh's accuser. So I think this is going to be an interesting back and forth. It certainly is going to be a lot of television theater, but I think it is a sad state of affairs when we don't really require a burden of proof on the accuser. The burden of proof is now put on the people who are accused. If you are a male, especially if you're a white male, especially if you are a white male conservative, forget it. You're already guilty. See, this is the way these people think. If you are a white male conservative, then you are obviously racist, sexist, and so forth. And we're going to see that when we come back. We can take a look at some of the things that were said at the Emmy Awards. That's what I like to call them because, you know, quite frankly, they're not Emmys. These people really are the enemies of the American people, and they are the enemies of everything that you and I stand for. They made it very clear on the ceremonies last night as they honored John McCain. Why would they do that? I mean, he's a Republican. All of these people were opposing him back in 2008 when he ran against Barack Obama. They despised John McCain. But now John McCain is their hero. And we're going to give you some of the McCainery that they engaged in at the Emmy Awards last night. And we'll tell you what Joe Biden had to say as well. And then we're going to take a look at the conspiracy declassified. It's going to be very big what President Trump has done with this declassification order of all these emails from a lot of different sources at the FBI. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at some of the things that were said and done at the Enemy Awards last night. But before we do, real quickly, I'll tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have a special just for listeners of this show. If you use the coupon code REALNEWS, you can get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. That's 15% off with the code REALNEWS for that Gravity Feed water filtration system. And let me just give you an example of how important that is. Going back to a story, the end of August, reported by RT, the state of Kansas failed to act on tests that showed that groundwater in a Wichita suburb had been contaminated. It allowed hundreds of residents to use tainted water wells for more than 6 years, 6 years before they would take action. They found out that an area that had been some property that had formerly had a dry cleaning service there, that the groundwater had been contaminated by chemicals that had leaked out of that dry cleaning service area just outside of Wichita back in 2011. But the State Department of Health and Environment in Kansas waited 6 years before investigating. They never told anybody. They never bothered to test any of the water of these private wells and this groundwater. And of course, the chemical that was there, PCE, as RT reports, can have adverse effects on the kidney, the liver, the immune system, with long-term exposure known to cause changes in mood, memory, attention, and vision. It has also been linked to several types of cancer. The government is not going to help you. I mean, this is another situation, just like the situation in Flint, Michigan, where there was lead in the water, except this went on for 6 years. They knew about it for 6 years, did nothing to warn anybody, nothing to test it. And, of course, you have a urban water supply. you're going to have fluoride dumped in it deliberately. And this report here talks about how fluoride is officially classified as a neurotoxin in the world's top medical journals. If you dump that into the water, even if you believe that it is necessary to control tooth decay, then why wouldn't you do it in a controlled way? Why would anybody, and this is what I tell people, we don't even need to get to the point where we debate whether or not fluoride is good for you or whether it's safe or effective. The issue is, whatever kind of medication you're talking about, don't you think you should control the dosage? Why would you dump something in the water supply without knowing what the dosage is going to be? If it's good for you, you may not get enough of it. And anything can be harmful if you get it in too high of a dosage. So if you just dump it in the water supply, how are you going to know what dose people are going to get? Even if you assume that it is distributed uniformly throughout the water supply, would the dosage for an adult male be different than the dosage for a child? It is insanity. That's why you need to make sure that you filter your water. You never know what's put in there deliberately. You never know what's going to show up there accidentally. You never know what the government is going to know about it but not tell you. So you can get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system with the code REALNEWS. And again, as we look at the storms coming through, a gravity feed water filtration system is just what you need if you have a situation of storm that has flooded wells. The situation in North Carolina, they're overflowing hog farms. So you have all of that now, contaminating water supplies and so forth. You need to be able to filter your water even when you don't have electricity. But you need to be able to do it all the time, not just during disasters. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. See what other food and water filtration systems we have, seed and accessory packs. But also use the code REALNEWS to save 15% off of a ProPure water filtration system that is gravity feed. All right, let's take a look at the Emmys. And I want to play for you. Let's get video clip number three. They're honoring John McCain, dishonoring Roseanne Barr, and white straight males. That's something that they just can't tolerate as they took some pot shots at Roseanne. She's now saying that that character will be killed as they prepare a spinoff. She says, oh, yeah, they killed her. She said they have her die of an opioid overdose. And she said that is cynical and horrible. She did that in a YouTube show called Walk Away. She gave that interview. John Goodman, who had played her husband in the TV show Roseanne, had previously said and indicated that he thought that her character would be killed off. He said, well, I guess he'll be mopey and sad because his wife is dead. And so now Roseanne is saying they're going to kill her off with an opioid overdose. But I think we got an overdose of some other things at the Emmys. But here's a couple of people. We have Michael Che and Colin Jost talking about how far they have come and how wonderful the Emmys are. Here they are.
Things are getting better, but as we all know, TV has always had a diversity problem. You know, I mean, can you believe they did 15 seasons of ER without one Filipino nurse?
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Have you been to a hospital?
Stereotyping Filipinos?
Even on a great show like Cheers. I mean, Cheers, I love Cheers. But you're telling me they made a show about an all-white sports bar in 1980s Boston, and not one black dude walked in, saw everybody, then walked right back out immediately? I would have, certainly.
There's even more diversity coming to TV. There's a Latino Magnum PI. There's going to be a black Samantha in a reboot of Bewitched. But it's going to get balanced out. It's going to get balanced out by an all-white reboot of Atlanta called 15 Miles Outside of Atlanta.
That's good.
And it focuses... It focuses on white women who call the police on the cast of Atlanta.
Well, it's not perfect.
Okay, well, that's enough of that. It's all the enemies I can take. Yeah, do you get an idea that these people are obsessed with race? Do you think that that's all that they think about? Certainly appears to be that way. Some other remarks that they made, they said, well, I don't know if you know this, but the first Emmys were held back in 1949. Things were very different back then. Gas was 17 cents a gallon. A new home cost $7,000. And we all agreed that Nazis were bad. Oh, see, because anybody that supports President Trump is a Nazi. President Trump is a Nazi. And, of course, Roseanne Barr is a Nazi. They said Roseanne was canceled by herself, but picked up by white nationalists. Again, you know, coming after Roseanne Barr. It's not enough to be funny. You have to push their identity politics agenda. You have to push the race war in Hollywood. If you have a popular show, that's got to be shut down if you support the wrong politics. And to underscore the point, at a later point in the awards, they had a comedian come down as they're all out there, again, talking about what else? Their diversity. How diverse they are, except that there's one thing that they can't tolerate in all their tolerance and all their diversity, and that's straight white males. And so they're out there singing their little song and dance, saying, look at us, we're all different in the same way, and we solved it. This room is so diverse. And they actually made a little bit of a joke about themselves. We're diverse. Look, we have the full spectrum here, from Democrat to liberal Democrat. Can I sing another verse? Well, you got to stop. You haven't solved it. This song is way too white. We solved it. We fixed it. Cynthia Nixon. They got to push Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor in New York. And as for politics, you know exactly where we stand with Roseanne. Again, the fixation with Roseanne. They just have to keep pushing that, don't they? Because she was so much funnier than these people. Why would nobody wants to watch these Emmy Awards. Because these people aren't funny. They're just hateful and intolerant, calling themselves tolerant. So they keep hammering Roseanne. Is there any room in this song for a straight white guy like me, says Andy Samberg as he comes down, is lowered down on the stage. And they tell him, no, you can't be part of this. And they send him off because this is only for people of color. And a white female is allowed for now. We'll see how that goes. And then you have Joe Biden as he goes to a dinner on Saturday, a pro-LGBT human rights campaign annual dinner. He goes a little bit beyond Hillary Clinton back in September 2016, just before the election. And she wonders what happened, why she lost. She said at that time, remember the deplorable comment, just to be grossly generalistic, you can put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. Yeah, well, she went down the whole litany of charges that they make against people and their identity politics. And so Joe Biden comes out and talks about the forces of intolerance. And who are those forces? No, it's not the Enemy Awards. It's not Hillary Clinton, but it's people like Joe Biden, who are on the right side, as he calls everybody else the dregs of society, if you don't agree with him.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
So Joe Biden says, despite losing in the courts and in the court of opinion, I would question that. Because, you know, the court of opinion, I think, is the election. And you lost that one. Democrats lost that one. Lost big. With Vice President Joe Biden and President Obama, the Democrats lost over 1,000 seats across this country. State and local seats, as well as Congress. And they lost the presidential election. But he's out there saying, despite losing in the courts and in the court of opinion, the courts are the only place that they have been able to win, because the courts are rigged. And because we continue to allow the courts to usurp authority that they don't have, the president is constantly being shut down by a single federal court judge on things that he clearly has the authority to do. And one of the key things that President Trump needs to do, in my opinion, I've said this from the very beginning, is he needs to stand up to these people and he needs to say, I'm the president, I have the authority to protect the borders, and I'm going to do it without your interference. Even when you take a look at DACA, the Dreamer program, how in the world can this be challenged in court? And why would Jeff Sessions entertain the idea that this is going to be challenged in court? There was never a DACA law. There was never a Dreamer law. They brought it up several times in Congress, and it never passed. And so you had Barack Obama's head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, write a memo. It isn't even an executive order. It is an order coming out of the executive branch from somebody lower down. And you're telling me that the president can't get rid, can't countermand that executive order? And it has to be argued in the courts as if you have some kind of a questionable law? There was no law. There is no law that supports the whole Dreamer DACA issue. It is merely a political football. And because President Trump has bowed down to that insanity, he's also exposed himself to other things, and he needs to have that fight. I'm glad to see that he's talking about using the Pentagon to build the wall, using the military to patrol the border, because if we can't protect this country, what good is the military? And I've been saying this for over a year. I said it when this show started. I'm glad that Ann Coulter and others have picked it up. I'm glad that President Trump has started to say the same thing. But it needs to be done. He has the authority to do that. He has the authority to issue an executive order. He's already done it multiple times. He did it with the Paris Climate Accord. That was not passed by the Congress. It was an executive order, if you will, or a signing by the president. He said, I'm going to self-ratify this along with John Kerry. Well, that's not the process under the Constitution. And the whole thing about TPP and so forth. The president has shut that down multiple times, and he could do the same thing with the Dreamer Act. It's not a Dreamer Act, the DACA regime, if you want to call it that. Whatever it is, it's not a law. It's not an act. It's simply judges acting as if it's a law. But then you have Joe Biden saying, despite losing in the courts, that's the only place the Democrats win, and in the court of opinion, these forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you have all made, as he talks to a group of LGBT. He said, they're a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, some of them the dregs of society. You know, he says a small percentage of the American people. I guess the majority of us are LGBT now. Is that right? According to the Democrats, maybe a majority of his party. I don't know. Not a majority of American society. He may think that we're dregs of society, and that's going to come back to haunt him. He says that what is haunting him is the fact that he said Barack and I agreed to remain silent for a while to give this administration the chance to get up and running in the first year. Well, normally, decorum means that they shut up altogether. And they were willing to do that as long as the next person was part of the political establishment. It didn't matter which party they were in because they were all towing the same line. That's why they're now pushing back against President Trump.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you. The info warriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to finish up and just say a couple more things about Joe Biden. Because it wasn't just the Emmy Awards where they were out there attacking President Trump and the obsession with race. Aren't you getting tired of this in the entertainment business? The obsession with race, the obsession with Trump, the obsession with politics. These people are not entertaining anymore. They're simply the enemies of America and everything that this country was founded on. I'll give you an example of this in what Joe Biden said to the LGBT group that he was speaking to over the weekend. He said, Barack and I agreed to remain silent for a while to give this administration the chance to get up and running in the first year. God forgive me, he said, as he made the sign of the cross. Oh, really? He goes on to make other references. He said, this is deadly earnest. We are in a fight for America's soul. Well, as the New American points out, these guys are out there touting their values. And in the context of where he said, God forgive me, he also said, I could not remain silent after Charlottesville. So God forgive me for not criticizing Trump from the very beginning. And then after Charlottesville, why? Because President Trump said there were good and bad people on both sides of this this demonstration there. Really, you don't think that Antifa are bad guys, Biden? You really don't think so? You don't think that defending a historical heritage is a good cause? You know, there's a lot of people, they may want to take a look at this, a lot of people who are not Nazis, but are not going to allow the history of this country to be erased, whether you're talking about the Alamo, everything they want to try to spin into some kind of a racial or ethnic issue. As I pointed out before, if you want to try to do that with the Alamo, go back and learn a little bit of history. Virtually every province of Mexico rebelled against Santa Anna. He was a tyrant. I'm just going from memory here, but I think it was, I talked about this years ago. They had something like 9 different provinces or something, and it was 4 or 5 of them seceded from Mexico. The only one that made it was Texas. And they want to turn that into a Anglo versus Hispanic conflict. It wasn't about that. there were Hispanics throughout Mexico that realized what a tyrant Santa Anna was. And so if you want to look at history, maybe you should look at the fact that the Anglos helped overthrow the tyranny when nobody else could do it. And they did it with Hispanics. You know, there were Hispanics at the Alamo fighting against that tyranny. But anyway, getting back to all of this, wrapping himself in God and making the sign of the cross and so forth. As the New American points out, while Biden and other Democrats sometimes make references to God in their speeches, the Democrat National Convention, of course, remember when they had that voice vote? And people were watching them on television, and they were trying to get out, purge out any mention of God in their platform. Not when they're running, of course, now. Now he's saying, oh, God, forgive me for not criticizing President Trump. Is that really what you need to be forgiven for, Biden? You're speaking at the LGBT convention here, and that's what you should ask God for forgiveness for? The chair ruled that God had won the vote, but you could tell if you were watching that room that the chair overruled them, and they knew that was the case. The whole room erupted in a chorus of boos, they point out. But now he says we're in a fight for America's soul. And on the Emmy Awards, Thandie Newton said, I don't even believe in God, but I'm going to thank her tonight. This is where these people are. As WND pointed out, this is not just with the Hollywood weirdos. This is also in the Church of England. The first female bishop, Reverend Rachel Trewheel, said, don't refer to God as male. She says, I don't want young girls or young boys to hear us constantly referring to God as he. So just interpret this however you want. You know, you don't have to pay any attention to any texts. Forget about that. Just make it up as you go along. They also pointed out that there is a university professor in Sweden at Lund University. RT pointed out that Professor Germund Heslow of the neurophysiology department at Lund University in Sweden was accused by a student of making offensive statements in a lecture. Why? Because he said there are biological differences between men and women. He said it is not simply a social construct. Yes, there are biological differences. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So because of that, he now has an investigation underway into his anti-feminism and his transphobia. This is all part of a spectrum, folks. You know, we go back and we look at where, as I was talking at the transhumanism conference this last weekend, before you get to transhumanism, you have transgenderism. And before you get to the transhumanism, you have secular humanism. And when you combine those two together and you have prepared the culture for the atheism, for the insanity of these two, then it is a natural, consequential step to think that you're going to somehow transcend your humanity and that you should transcend your humanity. That is one of the big issues confronting us. I want to talk a little bit about Syria. We're going to have Gerald Celente joining us at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to get to the declassified conspiracy documents later. Of course, President Trump said yesterday afternoon that he was going to declassify the emails. We're going to talk about what that's really going to mean for the investigation moving forward, how important that is. We're also going to give you an update on 5G. And I want to talk a little bit about this shutting down of the solar observatory. There's been a lot of questions about why that was done. So we're going to get to all of that later in the broadcast. But right now, before we have Gerald Celente joining us, I want to talk a little bit about Syria. We had a Republican congressman come out and criticize Tulsi Gabbard, who was criticizing our policy. One of the things, just before I play what he had to say, I'll read for you. We'll play it on the other side of the break, what he had to say. Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Democrat representing Hawaii and an Iraq War veteran, said 2 days ago, President Trump and Vice President Pence delivered solemn speeches about the attacks on 9/11, talking about how much they care about the victims of Al-Qaeda's attacks on our country. But now they are standing up to protect the 20,000 to 40,000 Al-Qaeda and other jihadist forces in Syria and threatening Russia, Syria, and Iran with military force if they dare to attack these terrorists. This is a betrayal of the American people, especially the victims of Al-Qaeda's attack on 9/11 and their families, first responders, and my brothers and sisters in uniform who have been killed or wounded in action and their families. For the president, who is commander-in-chief, to act as the protective big brother of Al-Qaeda and other jihadists, must be condemned by every member of Congress. And so, as I said a week ago, on the anniversary of 9/11, I don't believe that Al-Qaeda took down three steel skyscrapers with two airplanes. And there's a lot of other things about the government's official conspiracy theory that I don't believe. But I do believe that we are acting as the Air Force for Al-Qaeda, that we want to be their Air Force, we want to be their missile defense, that we are demanding that. We're seeing that from Nikki Haley and others. And when we come back, I'm going to play for you what the amazing thing that one of these warmongers in Congress had to say about the war in Syria. We will not believe. He doesn't even know which war we're fighting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gasses like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to have Gerald Celente join us in the next segment, and I wanted to play a couple of videos for you because I'm sure that Gerald is going to want to talk about Syria. Gerald, like I does not want to see the U.S. getting involved in more wars all the time. I read for you what Tulsi Gabbard said about us now becoming the defenders of Al-Qaeda. You know, they were on our side when we created the Mujahideen and equipped them and trained them and armed them in Afghanistan against the Russians. Then somehow they were supposedly against us on 9/11. And now they're on our side again, as we saw John McCain there getting his photo taken with these leaders of al-Nusra and al-Qaeda in Syria. And so Tulsi Gabbard called him out on it, and I want to play just a short clip for you from Tulsi Gabbard, and then I want to play for you what Nikki Haley had to say and what the State Department had to say about those people there. Here's Tulsi Gabbard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 2 days ago, President Trump and Vice President Pence delivered solemn speeches about the attacks on 9/11, talking about how much they care about the victims of Al-Qaeda's attack on our country. But they're now standing up to protect the 20 to 40,000 Al-Qaeda and other jihadist forces in Syria, threatening Russia, Syria, and Iran with military force if they dare attack these terrorists. This is a betrayal of the American people, especially the victims of Al-Qaeda's attack on 9/11 and their families, first responders, and to my brothers and sisters in uniform who have been killed or wounded in action, and their families. For the president, who's commander-in-chief, to act as the protective big brother of Al-Qaeda and other jihadists must be condemned by every member of Congress.
And I want to play for you what Nikki Haley had to say. And there's a clip I retweeted that on my Twitter account, Libertarian. There's a quick clip somebody put together with Nikki Haley, and then alternating back and forth between Nikki Haley demanding that we take the side of the terrorists in Syria who are trying to achieve regime change, the civil war that John McCain and others have started and equipped in that area, and using Al-Qaeda to do it. And you have the State Department spokesperson interspersed in these clips with Nikki Haley talking about the fact that the State Department and our government know the truth, that it is Al-Qaeda that we are allied with. And as they are in their last stronghold, the establishment deep state is desperate to protect Al-Qaeda in Syria. Here's Nikki Haley interspersed with comments from her own State Department.
The province is the largest Al-Qaeda safe haven since 9/11.
We consider any assault on Idlib to be a dangerous escalation of the conflict in Syria.
And Idlib now is a huge problem. It is an Al-Qaeda safe haven right on the border of Turkey.
Now an offensive against Idlib is starting, despite the clear warnings of the President of the United States and other world leaders. Airstrikes by Russia and the regime have already begun against
Al-Qaeda in Idlib province, leaders of Al-Qaeda that make their way to Idlib province.
They want to punish the civilians who had the courage to rise up against Assad.
We destroyed America.
a civil aircraft. The Trade Center became a symbol of that. Our leader, Bin Laden, was the one who terrorizes America with the strength of our faith, and the weapon is the PIKA. All right, so they're happy to take credit for that. And, of course, you heard State Department spokesperson saying that this is the last stronghold of the al-Qaeda rebels there, but Nikki Haley is adamant that we're going to get there to defend them. They did the same thing in Douma. They staged another false flag gas attack, and since they had already done that twice before, it's almost like an annual spring ritual with the State Department and the military-industrial complex. They had to sex it up this time, so they had the staged supposed nerve gas attack in the UK. An absurd failure for anybody that knows anything about nerve gas, but none of it made any sense. I mean, telling everybody that this was a nerve gas attack, that other people had been exposed to this. I've talked about this many times. The doctor who treated them on the bench that looked like they had opioid exposure, but she treated them without any protective clothing for a half hour. And she didn't die. And they didn't die. If they'd been treated with nerve gas or poisoned with nerve gas, they would have died. And for the record, folks, if the Russians or the Americans want to kill you, they will do it with an automobile accident or have you falling out of the window. Or as George Galloway pointed out, just take a plastic bag and put it over your head. They didn't really get too much payback if that's really what they were trying to do. And now Nikki Haley is telling us that this is going to happen again. She knows that it's going to happen, and she knows before it happens who's going to do it, even though they say if this happens, we're going to come in as the air force for al-Qaeda in Idlib. So why would Assad do this? It seems like he always stages a gas attack when he is on the cusp of victory. That's when he always does the gas attacks, when he knows that it's going to invite recriminations from America. It is absolutely absurd. But then we have this from Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger. He has this response to Tulsi Gabbard talking about how we have to go protect al-Qaeda in Idlib. Here is Adam Kinzinger, since we can't get John McCain anymore. They've got this guy.
Declaring Idlib and declaring certain areas of Syria a no-fly zone, that won't be challenged. The Russians know, the Syrians know, that they can't challenge U.S. air power. Sanctions to Russia, Iran, and on the Syrian regime, and that serious military option.
What else would you like to see Congress do to staunch this genocide?
Well, I'd love to see Congress do an authorization for the use of military force. I'd love to see Congress go on the record in support of no-fly zones, in support of further sanctions.
She said, but now they are standing up to protect the 20,000 to 40,000 al-Qaeda and other jihadist forces in Syria and threatening Russia, Syria, and Iran with military force if they dare attack these terrorists. Essentially, she's parroting the Assad and Russian propaganda. What do you make of that?
I obviously firmly disagree with her. You can be against intervention, but to meet with the butcher of Baghdad's a whole other thing.
Yeah, she said she's going to go over and meet with Assad because these people, as Assad, in opposition to all the McCainery that the United States has been involved in for the last several, they are still defeating al-Qaeda. That's why the U.S. is desperate to stop that. So she said, I'll go over there and I'll talk to Assad. And he goes, well, you shouldn't go speak to the butcher of Baghdad. And many people took to Twitter to remind Adam Kinzinger that Baghdad is actually in Iraq and that Assad is not the butcher of Baghdad. That was another war, a war that he fought in. As one person said, at a minimum, elected officials should have to be able to find a country on a map before they're allowed to call for bombing it. That would save millions of lives. And so would shutting down this idiotic authorization for the use of military force. We're going to have Joe Salenti joining us right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is.
The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. Of course, Gerald Celente is no stranger to the audience of InfoWars. He's on frequently. We love to hear what Gerald has to say, both on politics and on the economy. And we're going to ask him questions about both of those in this interview here. He's the publisher of Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. That's where you can subscribe to Trends Journal. And you can also find Gerald on Twitter, at Gerald Salenti. Thank you for joining us, Gerald.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all that you do. You know, I just want to mention, you know, with the censorship going on, it's become very clear that, you know, since the day Trump was elected, the unprecedented in the United States where they attacked the new president and the anti-Russian propaganda, et cetera. And I realized that one of the great reasons for censoring InfoWars is that, you know, there's no question that Alex is very supportive in many ways of the Trump administration. And with the deep state trying to get rid of him in any way that they can, they want to get rid of a major voice that supports him. So it's become very clear, particularly when we just saw that video of the tears being shed by the Google geeks at the when Hillary Clinton lost the election.
Yeah.
So to me, this is really an attack on Trump and what the media has done, considering that they're so pro-democratic and so anti-Trump, is that they went after Trump's loudest voice outside the mainstream media. And that, to me, is why the attack on Alex Jones and InfoWars was launched.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's absolutely the case. And it's also the case that I think, Gerald, that social media, and I tell this to people every time I talk to them, I say, look, you have to understand, there's freedom of the press, which is what this is a direct attack, an overt attack on. And if they can shut down a very visible press organization and do it publicly in your face and get away with it, that sets a very dangerous precedent. But there's also something else here as well. And that is that with social media, there's a little bit different dynamic. It's not simply that you're controlling what people are able to see and to hear, but also what they are able to pass along with comment. And that has been one of the most powerful things about this last election was the awakening of the people and the fact that people would get politically involved, say, hey, I agree with this article and pass it on, or I disagree with this from CNN or whatever, if you're on our side of the political spectrum. They're not allowed to say, I agree with this or I disagree with that and pass that along. That is attacking the freedom of speech of the people. And that's a different thing than freedom of the press. But both of those have been attacked and are being attacked because we've seen these kinds of shadow bannings and this kind of covert banning of news organizations and information that people put out there. That's very hard for people to prove. We've seen a lot of individuals that have been shut down or banned, and you can see when that happens. But the shadow banning is something that they can do on the sly, and you get into this argument with them about metrics, and you can prove it, but most people don't pay that much attention. But when they do it overtly in your face, and when they shut down the public's ability to pass this information along, that's when we should all be very concerned about this, regardless of what you think politically.
Exactly, and it's out of the news now. It's forgotten.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, you know, I'm up here. We're 15 minutes. I'm in Colonial Kingston, New York. It's 15 minutes away from Woodstock, you know, where all those quiche-eating liberals with their balsamic smiles live. And last night I was out at one of the local places over here, and I had to move away. You know, I work hard all day. I like to go out for a drink at night, you know, chill out a little bit. It's beautiful outside. Sitting outside in this wonderful place, and I'm hearing this guy blasting his mouth off about how he hates Trump, hates the people that support him. Only imbeciles and morons could support him. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to get into a fight, so I just move away so I don't have to hear it. and I said to myself, you hypocritical little lowlife SOB. You liberals loved your Obama, didn't you? Don't say anything bad about Obama. Oh, you like those drone strikes that he killed over 4,000 innocent people with and quoted in the book Double Down as saying, I'm really good at killing people. You love that Obama that turned Libya into a bloodbath, the richest nation in Africa, where people had more rights than just about anyone in the region and more money and more opportunity. because Gaddafi has to go, along with Hillary Clinton, Susan Rice, and Samantha Power. Oh, if only the women's were in charge. Yeah. Anyway, you love that Obama. Assad has to go, huh?
That's right. And they love McCain, too. Look at the Emmy Awards, or as I call them, the Enemy Awards last night. And they did a tribute to John McCain. Remember when they hated war? Remember when they hated Republicans? Remember when they hated John McCain himself when he was running against Obama? But, you know, the thing that he does that atones for all of those sins of being a straight, white, male Republican and old to boot was the fact that he hated Trump, and that makes everything go away.
Exactly. The hypocrites. And what gets me is that you would think adults would have a different outlook. They've grown up and they would get rid of their stupidity in believing in an ideology that has no basis, being a Democrat. Or, for example, I didn't watch that other thing you just talked about, but look at the defense budget. 41 Democratic senators voted for it, and it's one of the largest ever. And 139 in the House and only 49 in the House Democrats voted against it. So the hypocrisy of these people, and then talking about age, by the way, and I'm no fan of this guy Kavanaugh that they're putting up for Supreme Court judge.
Right.
I'd like to see Judge Andrew Napolitano become the Supreme Court judge. But anyway, what the guy did in high school, I mean, all the crap that I did as a kid. Gee, I mean, come on. I mean, when I want a history of all the stupid things I've done over my life, I mean, there's a certain time when you grow up. But you know what it is? In America, where all I ever hear about how brilliant kids are today and how amazing and special they are, I guess you could call a high school kid a well-developed, mature, elderly, grown-up person. I mean, to bring up something that you did in high school? Oh, forget high school. I don't have such a great track record in college either. And you can move beyond that, you know. I mean, you grow up and you do stupid things when you're a kid. But not.
But we also know what happened, like I said earlier, Gerald, with Anita Hill. After all of those charges, and again, you know, he made a comment to me about the title of some porn movie, which nobody else heard except just the two of us. I say that he said that. He says he didn't say that. He said something about a hair on a can and so forth. And then within 2 years, she's defending Bill Clinton when multiple women are accusing him of rape and sexual battery. You got Anita Hill defending Bill Clinton just a couple of years later.
Yeah, and then let's not talk about the war criminals like Dick Cheney, George Bush, Rumsfeld, Colin Powell that lied us into war. That's okay. Let's not talk about it. Obama said that's the past. Remember that? Obama, that's what they are, by the way. They're Obama freaks. They're low-life, little, gutless freaks. They're Obama freaks. This guy going out on the campaign trail, why don't people pick up his quotes that we did in the Trends Journal about him?
All right, we've got to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Gerald Celente. And, Gerald, I want to get your comments on what you think is going on in Syria real quickly, and then we want to get down to the some economic forecast, because this is September, the month when things typically happen, September and October in the stock markets. And we just had a flashpoint yesterday in Syria. We had Israel being blamed by the Russians for the Syrian missile shooting down a Russian plane.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body.
It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Gerald Celente. We're going to get right back to Gerald in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a special just for the listeners of this program. You can get 15% off of the ProPure King Water Filtration System. That's a gravity feed water filtration system. You can get 15% off if you use the code REALNEWS. And again, as you look at the disasters that are happening on the coast of North Carolina, South Carolina, the floods, very important. Always prepare for any kind of a natural disaster or other issues, but also for the constant risk of having something show up in your groundwater supply, something being put deliberately into your water supply, something like fluoride, or just the carelessness of the local water officials. It's very important to make sure that you've got clean water. This is a gravity feed system, so you don't need to have electricity. Again, you can get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system with the code REALNEWS at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. We now have it at 25% off. Pick up some while the supply lasts. And Gerald, as we're, let me tell you about Gerald, where you can find him as well. Trends Journal is his publication, looking at political and economic trends. Very important, and he has been an expert at projecting trends over quite a long period of time. You can find the Trends Journal to subscribe to that. Go to trendsresearch.com, and you can find Trends Journal there. And, Gerald, let's talk a little bit about economics. But before we do, real quickly, let's touch on what's going on in Syria, because we had a deal yesterday announced by the Russian Defense Ministry, said that they had reached a deal with Turkey. And by establishing a new buffer zone, they were not going to continue with the Idlib offensive to take out the last group of al-Qaeda. Then, after that was announced, we had a Russian plane with 15 Russians on it shot down. It was shot down by the Syrian jets. They said that it was in response to attacks by the Israelis. The most provocative thing about this is Russians now are saying they reserve the right to respond. They say, we consider these provocative actions by Israel to be hostile. 15 Russian military service members have died because of the irresponsible actions of the Israeli military. We reserve the right for an adequate response. Your comments on these latest developments in Syria?
Well, you know, what right does Israel have to fire if Israel fire missiles into Syria? And the latest report that came out was that it's something like over 800 missiles they fired in, according to the Israeli Defense Department, that went public last week. You know, it's none of their business. They shouldn't be there. The United States shouldn't be there. Russia and Iran were invited there by the Assad government. And, of course, Assad has to go.
And then ISIS was invited there by the American government.
You got it. And don't forget John Insane McCain with the wonderful photo of him in Syria with the America's favorite ISIS group. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's proud of that. And conducting his own foreign policy after President Trump got in and said, we need to pull back on this. So he goes over there conducting his own foreign policy in opposition to the president.
And wanting more troops there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was a speaker at Ron Paul's Peace and Prosperity Conference back in August. And there were a number of people there, former colonels, CIA guys, and they were saying that Trump does want out of Afghanistan. He wants out of Syria, and the military industrial complex is pushing him to stay there. And as I hear them speak, and these are people with connections deep into the deep state, I realize that with every day of anti-Trump propaganda coming out, whether it's in a book or an anonymous source. I mean, can you imagine an anonymous source letter in a newspaper? Of course you can, if it's the toilet paper record, the New York Times. But what I'm saying is they keep bringing Trump down so that he's losing his power to make decisions such as pulling out of Syria and out of Afghanistan, because they have him, you know, on the run all the time with this other, you know, pressures hitting him.
So, and that was a key part of that anonymous letter, was criticizing him because he wouldn't go into Syria and bomb Syria.
Exactly.
You know, that's coming from that political faction.
So that's the way I look at it. And again, what right does Israel have? Could you imagine if Syria went in with 100 missiles into 800 into Israel? Could you imagine if, you know, two? So I'm saying, you know, what, you know, it's another government that should mind their own business.
And of course, then now if Russia is reserving the right to respond, the question is this going to be an escalation? Is this what the military industrial establishment always wanted? And that is an escalation to give an excuse for Israeli and American and British and French forces to go in there.
Exactly. And the other one is, and this is where I totally disagree with Trump, is on the Iranian crisis. And the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia keep building up more and more against Iran. Now, let's go. This all ties in a whole different aspect as well, with sanctions expected to come on to Iran that are going to hit hard around November. That's why you're seeing Brent crude hovering around $80 a barrel today. If this continues to escalate against Iran, which now they're in a recession, they're down 4% this year, their currency has declined dramatically against the dollar. So what's going to happen with oil prices. If oil prices go to $100 a barrel, which can well happen if tensions escalate in the Middle East and the United States, Israeli, Saudi Arabia coalition against Iran intensifies, $100 barrel oil will not only crash the United States economy, it'll crash the global equity markets worldwide. Already the emerging markets are in bear territory. And of course, the Shanghai index, the Hong Kong Hang Seng index are in bear territory. These nations, India imports 80% of its energy. Right now, as we speak, David, the Indian rupee is at an all-time low. What's oil based in? You got to pay for it in dollars. Mm-hmm. Now your currency's declined. You got to buy oil. What's it going to do to your economy? So what we're saying is, beyond the geopolitical aspects of this, which are deadly, it's also going to be deadly for the global economy. And this could be the kind of trigger point that could really, really bring down the equity markets.
And, of course, we're coming up in the time of year that we typically see these types of crashes. It seems like we always have, whenever there's a pin that bursts the bubbles, it seems to always happen in September or October time frame. Are you concerned about that kind of timing?
Yes, because when you look at September, for example, and you mentioned it, you know, equities are traditionally down in this month. And, of course, the October crashes, that's when they crash usually. So, yes, they can happen. And, again, here, this is very important. The prostitute media, business as well, keep using the excuse of trade and tariffs every day as to why the markets go up and down. When the markets crash, because we believe it's going to be an outside event plus rising interest rates, when they crash, they're going to blame Trump and tariffs and trade. That's not doing it. When you look at even the numbers that Trump is talking about with tariffs on China, they come to like, you know, not even 0.2% of the Chinese GDP. They mean nothing.
That's
so,
right.
But they're going to use that as an excuse, and the people will miss the real excuse. Number one, rising oil prices. Number two, rising interest rates. Because the whole economy from 2009, the only reason the equities were juiced was the unprecedented $20 trillion coming from the central banks with their quantitative easing and zero and negative interest rate policy. When interest rates go up and money becomes more expensive to borrow, your currencies are going down, you have $63 trillion in debt, a lot of it dollar-based. That's what's going to bring the economies down, the equity markets down, but the prostitutes are going to blame trade and tariffs.
Yeah, and it's exactly like what we saw at the end of the 1970s with stagflation, very high interest rates, and the oil issues that were happening there. One of the things that concerns me is the fact that we've seen some oil, even when we saw oil go down, we didn't see the price go down at the pumps. And so you can imagine what's going to happen if it skyrockets because of some kind of a crisis. But as you pointed out, they're going to blame it on Trump. They're going to blame it on trying to equalize the trade war that's been going on for quite some time. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald Celente. You can find Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gasses like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, If you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we have the New Mexico Attorney General has filed suit of charges against YouTube, Google, and Twitter. Why? Because he says they are knowingly and illegally exploiting children online, collecting data from children under the age of 13 without parental consent. And, of course, this violates the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. That's a federal law. They are collecting and selling data on children. He said these apps can track where children live, play, and go to school with incredible precision. These multi-million dollar tech companies partnering with app developers are taking advantage of New Mexico children and the unacceptable risk of data breach and access from third parties who seek to exploit and harm our children will not be tolerated in New Mexico. And I would say we should not tolerate this for adults either. This is the real issue, folks. The real issue is that the government wants this, just like the government, our government, wants censorship. That's a story from Free Thought Project. They also put out some footage showing tyranny in China that is now being supported by Google in China. And when you look at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings where they were supposedly going to be looking at censorship, they weren't looking to stop censorship. They were making sure that the Google people, the Twitter people, the Facebook people were going to be doing their censorship. That's what little Marco Rubio was there about. He didn't pull anybody in that wanted to talk about how they were being unfairly censored and shut down. He didn't want to support freedom of the press. He wanted to support the freedom of our government to tell these big corporations whose free speech they can censor. He's very concerned about the fact that they're doing this for China. And of course, we had a senior scientist at Google, Jack Polson, resigned. He said, "I'm forced to resign in order to avoid contributing to or profiting from the erosion of protection for dissidents in China." Well, what about the erosion and the of protection for dissidents here in America? We're not concerned about any of that. Nobody's concerned about that. You don't see anybody in Google resigning over that. You don't see any Republican senators like Marco Rubio even criticizing that, do you? Or doing anything about it? Because it's not going to be much longer before that happens here. He just wants to make sure that the same types of censorship controls that are in place in China are going to be in place here in America when they demand it. And this is why we have the system. These companies were supported by DARPA and the Pentagon for this very purpose. That's why they established them. That's why they supported them with venture capital, why they had the venture capital firms, at people from the Pentagon, from DARPA, even the CIA's own venture capital firm, poured money into these companies and into others to make sure that they could spy on everything that was being done here in America. And so when they do it to children, we rightfully say, well, that's wrong. But folks, it's wrong when they do it to adults as well here. They say the biggest search engine in the world obeying censorship in China is a victory for the Chinese government. It sends a signal that nobody will bother to challenge the censorship anymore. Well, you can say the same thing about that here. And the fact that Marco Rubio and these people are pushing them to do this. At the same time, we have Google changing the settings on their Android phones without your permission. That's interesting, isn't it? As they point out in this article from BoingBoing.net, they said a decade ago, Steve Jobs admitted in an interview that Apple had the means to remotely kill core functionalities and apps on iOS devices. Now, this week from The Verge, they said a mix of people who own Google Pixel phones and other devices running Android 9 Pie noticed that a feature had been switched on, seemingly all by itself. Isn't that interesting? We'll have more. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, we have Google being criticized by many people for supporting an authoritarian government in China that is going after all of its political opponents. President Xi has moved to establish himself as a cult-like leader in the role of Mao. And he's going after anybody that he thinks may be a threat to him. And, of course, Christians are a threat to him. And so he is destroying church buildings. He's grabbing Bibles and burning them. And he is still has all of the gulag types of concentration camps still in operation across China. And he's throwing people from Christian churches into that, as well as any political dissidents. And it's always going to be coming after the Christians. As Francis Schaeffer said, it's necessary for people who have arbitrary absolutes to come after people who have a real absolute. And so you're always going to find that Christians and their children, as this stuff moves on, are going to be the enemies of the state in these kinds of authoritarian areas. And that's what we're starting to see here in America, because it is also not just political content. But if you have a traditional belief about what marriage is, a belief that has been supported in every single culture, not even Christian cultures, but every single culture, even in Greece, where homosexuality was widely practiced and tolerated, they didn't have homosexual marriage. But now, if you say that marriage is between one man and one woman, as the Greeks did, the pagan Greeks did, you are a hateful person, and you need to be persecuted, you need to be shut down, you need to be censored. And it is coming from our governments, as the as we saw with Marco Rubio, demanding that these social media people do his will and the will of the deep state establishment. This is also coming from the EU. Take a look at the legislation that is currently going through the European Court of Justice. This is the right to be forgotten. And what this would do is demand that information be shut down. This is establishing a precedent, just as we see that Google can change settings on Android phones. Paul Joseph Watson pointed out in an article last week on Infowars.com that one individual who had was selling books on Amazon, and he had his books, I think it was on the top 500. I'm going from memory here, but I think he had at least one book that was in the top 500 on Amazon, which is pretty high, considering the probably hundreds of thousands of books that they have on Amazon. He was in the top 500, and all of a sudden his stuff got pulled because of the content, he believes, that is at odds with the left's social content, the culture that they're pushing. We have seen Amazon pull down books, and many people have said, you don't own anything if you have an audiobook or an ebook. You don't ever own that. Even though you bought it, they can erase it. And they can erase it if, for some reason, there's a copyright change or something like that. They can just pull that off, and you can't get that book. Or they can come up with some other pretense to remove that. Amazon has already done that once, interestingly enough. Whether it was an accident or whether it was an employee trying to point out that this could really be done or whether it was a mistake, whatever. Interestingly enough, they temporarily deleted 1984 from people's phones that had downloaded the book 1984, the ebook. So that was an Orwellian warning right there. You don't own these books, and you can, and they can be removed and flushed down the memory hole with the press of a single button. Just like they flushed InfoWars archives on YouTube down with the press of a single button. But let's talk real quickly about what happened with the release of the Comey text. And of course, this is President Trump moving yesterday to immediately release a tranche of former FBI Director James Comey's text messages and declassify 20 pages of a surveillance application that targeted former campaign advisor Carter Page. This was reported by Politico. It turns out that's much broader than that. And I'll tell you everything that is in that order here. They said the breadth of the order came as a surprise and landed as the controversy about the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh was being talked about with the new allegations of sexual harassment from 35 years ago. He said, she said, episode that nobody witnessed while they were in high school. Nobody talked anything about this, and of course, Dianne Feinstein held this until the final moments and then pulled this out. Anyway, Trump has demanded that the FBI produce 20 pages of the surveillance application. Trump has also called for the release of senior Justice Department official Bruce Orr's notes related to the Russian probe. He was the conduit, of course, the key conduit, to the FBI for information provided by Christopher Steele, who did the Trump dirty dossier. Now, Politico will come back and say, Democrats and FBI defenders have argued this is an effort to discredit the probe. I would ask, why is transparency going to discredit the probe? Oh, it might discredit the probe if we find out what is in this, says Michael Caputo, former Trump campaign advisor who's been questioned as part of this Russian witch hunt, as President Trump calls it. I think it's a red herring, is what it really ought to be called. Of course, the Russians aren't reds anymore. I mean, it's now Republicans who are red, right? Red has always been the color of communism, but then the mainstream media decided that they would make that the color of the Republican Party for some reason. They should have made it the color of the openly socialistic Democrats, but instead they made that the color of the Republicans. And of course, the Soviet Union is no longer with us, but it's still, I think, a red herring. He said, Michael Caputo said about this declassification, he said, I can't wait. To me, it's Christmas, my birthday, and the 4th of July all wrapped up into one. It couldn't be fast enough. He said, not only will this let Americans know how their country failed Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, it will also let them understand how FISA has trampled all of our rights and should never be reauthorized again. And so this is as President Trump is ordering not only Bruce Orr, not only Comey, but also Andrew McCabe's information, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, all of this with no redactions. That's even more important. So the order says to publicly release all text messages related to the Russian investigation without redaction of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Ohr. Says the investigative activities of Justice Department lawyer Bruce Ohr is what they're looking at. And of course, he was twice demoted for lying about his relationship with Christopher Steele. As Zero Hedge points out, according to emails turned over to congressional investigators in August, Christopher Steele was much closer to Bruce Ohr and to his wife, Nellie. As we learned in August of this year, in July, 2 years ago, July 2016, again, leading up to the election, Steele and the Ohrs, Bruce and his wife, Nellie, had breakfast together July 30th, 2016, at the Mayflower Hotel in downtown Washington, D.C., days after Christopher Steele had turned in installments of his dirty dossier on July 19th and the 26th. So he turns them in on the 19th, the 26th, and then on the 30th, they have breakfast together at the hotel. The breakfast occurred one day before the FBI formally launched Operation Crossfire Hurricane, their counterintelligence operation investigation into the Trump campaign. As Breitbart points out, the volume of unclassified information is likely to throw this Russian investigation into chaos, as motivations for the investigation of the Trump campaign collusion will likely be revealed. And again, why would this discredit the investigation if the investigation was legitimate? It's going to discredit the investigation because the investigation is not legitimate. It's going to discredit what is being done in this FISA search warrant. And again, remember, the FISA program was put into effect, as we learned, back in the 1960s. The FBI and the CIA were spying without authorization, without search warrants on American citizens. So they said, you're not going to do that, CIA, NSA, FBI. They put in the FISA prohibitions. Then they used that to spy on Americans.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our
pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I think we're all interested to see what Trump is going to, as are declassified, we're all interested to see what this looks like without redaction. We had also on Sunday, we had one of the congressmen who is questioning Lisa Page. And of course, that questioning happened in private. But he reported on Fox News on Sunday that she had said, I think this represents that even as far back as May 2017, we still couldn't answer the question as to whether or not there had been any collusion. Strzok indicated as much in a text to Lisa Page on May the 19th, 2017, 2 days after Special Counsel Robert Mueller was appointed. He said, you and I both know the odds are nothing. If I thought it was likely, I'd be there no question. I hesitate in part because of my gut sense and concern that there is no big there. Adam Schiff, of course, is saying that Trump's declassification is a clear abuse of power. He says, with respect to some of these materials, I have been previously informed by the FBI and the Justice Department that they would consider their release a red line that must not be crossed as they compromise sources and methods. Let's talk about what the sources are. Because as Representative Mark Meadows, who is Republican, North Carolina, has said, he said he's seen plenty of evidence that would warrant the releasing of these documents because the American people need to know what is going on with this. We saw going back, as I said, when we're going to break, going back to the 1970s, the Church Committee hearings in the Senate, the Pike Committee hearings in the House, they were very concerned about the NSA that had been newly created by Truman, about the CIA that had come into existence post-World War II. The NSA was even newer. And as Pike, the congressman who was heading the hearing in the House, asked the NSA, let me see what your brief is. What is the purpose of the NSA and this executive order that created you? And the head of the NSA defiantly said to Congressman Pike, who was there to investigate what their purpose was and what their scope was, he says, I'm not going to show it to you. That's classified. You can't see that. You can't see that executive order that created the NSA. That is the arrogance of the deep state, the surveillance state. And so because of that kind of arrogance, because of the fact that they had been caught, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, had been caught spying on Americans, we had the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that said, all right, you may need to spy on people in other countries. We understand that's a legitimate thing to do to protect this country, to look on people abroad. But you're not going to do that here in America because we have a Fourth Amendment. And even to do that abroad, you're going to have to get permission from this new thing we're going to create called the FISA court. Now, they've used that to spy on, as Michael Hayden said, interesting people, not bad people, but interesting people here in the United States. And I think people need to see exactly how they have taken the FISA court, the whole FISA Act that was put in there to try to constrain these people from becoming an American Stasi, the East Germans spying on their own people. And of course, William Binney has said that what we have now is far, far worse than anything that the East German Stasi secret police did, because they have far more technical capability here in the United States. But the American people need to know how these individuals in the FBI, the CIA, and elsewhere manipulated the system so that it can be reformed. Because we know that they self-referenced, they planted rumors abroad and then used those rumors, and they circulated, put leaks into newspapers and then said, oh, look, it was reported by citizens. Well, they were the ones who leaked it. And then use that to get FISA search warrants. So when you talk about them compromising the sources, as Mark Meadows said, as Congress has investigated, we've continued to see more and more troubling evidence suggesting multiple senior level FBI and department officials. We don't want them compromised as sources of this investigation, as sources of this political attack against President Trump, do we? Well, Adam Schiff doesn't. That's why he says we don't want to see this line crossed where we expose the sources of all this trouble that we've been through for the last 2 years. And then also, he doesn't want to see the methods exposed. Well, let's talk about the methods, because as Mark Meadows said, it's not just the seeing evidence suggesting that multiple senior level FBI and department officials acted in a deeply unethical fashion. Yeah, that would be kind of the methods that they used. How did they get these search warrants? How is this whole FISA thing being abused? Again, it was John Ratcliffe who went on Fox News summarizing what Lisa Page had said in closed hearings. He had grilled her over text messages that she'd received from her lover, Peter Strzok. And he said, Lisa Page left me with the impression, based on her own words, that the lead investigator of the Russian collusion case, Peter Strzok, had found no evidence of collusion after nearly a year. And again, President Trump then quoted that and said, Lisa Page testimony, no evidence of collusion before the Mueller appointment. Reason said about this declassification. They had, I think, one of the most interesting comments about all this. They said, this takes us into some pretty uncharted territories here. Just releasing parts of a FISA warrant is new ground. But doing it without redaction takes it all even further. It's still not a full release, though. Because remember, the warrant application is 66 pages. What they're asking to be fully unredacted is all the information that they use to justify the wiretap request itself, the evidence and the collusion. And this is why this is very important, because as I was just saying, we need to understand how these people lied and manipulated to get FISA warrants to cover themselves, but also to instigate an investigation without just cause. Planting the stories, using the stories to do this, working with British foreign intelligence, colluding with foreign governments to pretend that there was something here. And they go on to say in the Reason article, they said the second half of the warrant is full of procedural information about minimization, the process of protecting privileged information about disclosure and details. That's not going to be put out there. That method is not going to be put out there. What method is going to be exposed is the method that the crooks in the FBI and the Department of Justice used to get those warrants. And he went on to say, I'm very much in favor of seeing more information being used to justify this investigation. We're talking about a criminal investigation into people connected to the President of the United States. You know, those people who are not bad people, but interesting people, as Michael Hayden said. He said, this is not something that can remain a national secret. And it's worth a reminder here that thus far, Lisa Page has not been charged with any crimes. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how Devin Nunes has said the House Intelligence Committee is going to release 70 transcripts from this Trump-Russia probe. It's not just going to be the release of these emails and other communications unredacted, but we're also going to get 70 transcripts. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and men are scheming while the city sleeps. While the population sleeps, men are scheming. New ways to kill us, new ways to overthrow the election. And now President Trump has put out an order to release the communications from Comey, from Bruce Ohr, from McCabe, and from Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, unredacted. And the Democrats and the Department of Justice and the FBI are furious. And I should tell you just how bad things still are at the FBI and the Department of Justice. Remember, they were fighting until the last minute to stop that House Intelligence Committee report. You cannot release that, they said, saying the same things that Adam Schiff is now saying. It will reveal methods and it will compromise personnel. And we saw the personnel that it compromised were the people at the top, the crooks at the top who were fighting this. There was nothing in there that put any lives at danger. It was Hillary Clinton's carelessness that put lives at danger. Again, all those people that were rounded up while she was Secretary of State, all of the CIA's spies in China being rounded up. She even took trips to China using an unsecured BlackBerry. We're now finding out even more details about how careless she was with information like that. But, of course, nothing at all being done to Hillary Clinton. Why is that? Why is that? Why isn't Jeff Sessions? Why aren't all of these CIA people trying to protect their own, when they had their agents in China being rounded up at exactly the same time? It all stopped when Hillary Clinton got out of office. It stopped right about the time that she was, just before she resigned. It was December before she resigned at the beginning of 2013, but it was December of 2012 was when they stopped rounding people up. And that was when she was defending herself, Benghazi, and about ready to get out of there. But, of course, she was compromising personnel and compromising other things. When we saw all of that stuff declassified by President Trump, we knew everything that was in there. It was important, however, for the people to see it documented and to see how desperate the Department of Justice and the FBI were to continue to conceal their crimes and their conspiracies. And so now we have Devin Nunes saying this. Let's play a video clip for talking about how the House Intelligence Committee is planning to release 70 transcripts from Trump and Russia probe.
You know, the American people now are beginning to see the walls are beginning to close in on the corrupt officials at the Department of Justice and the FBI. Many of them have been fired. Many of them are on leave. Many of them have been demoted. But you are slowly starting to see this collapse in on them, even though the mainstream media is not covering this because they seem so focused on drinking the Russian Kool-Aid on terms of what's, you know, who's getting indicted by the special counsel, and instead focus on, look, was there any collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, which the answer is no. So we've known this for a long time. Our committee really led this investigation. If you look at a lot of the facts that are now out, it's the facts that we found on the House Intelligence Committee. So we believe that the depositions that we took, I think nearly about 70 people, those need to be published, and they need to be published, I think, before the election. Published, I mean, put out for the American people to review so that they can see the work that we did and they can see all the people that were interviewed by us and that their answers to those questions. I think full transparency is in order here, so I expect to make those available from our committee to the American public here in the next few weeks.
So let me just go back here. This is breaking news right now. You are going to declassify your depositions of some 70 individuals related to the Trump-Russia collusion narrative.
Yeah, so some of them are not even classified. Some of them are just held at the committee. So, matter of fact, I think 70 or 80% of them are not classified. The ones that are classified, we will have to send to the Department of the Director of National Intelligence to declassify. But we hope that that would only take a matter of days, and they don't do their normal foot dragging where they slow roll, and we don't get these before the election. But just for the sake of full transparency, because there's so much that's out there that's misinformation or disinformation on this Russiagate fiasco. that we needed this information out before the election. And that's why we've been asking the President of the United States to declassify many more documents as it relates to not only Bruce Ohr, but also with the Carter Page FISA.
And, of course, that is being done. So this is a 1-2 punch. This is a conspiracy that is now being declassified. And as Devin Nunes, you heard him say there, this is about 70 people. It was actually 73 interviews that they did. And those interviews of those people need to be published, and they need to be published before the election. And of course, the other side is trying to make sure that you don't hear this information, that you don't have the ability to share this information. Anytime you put something out like that, they're going to label it fake news, right? They're going to say, if you criticize Mueller and these people, you are a Russian bot. Well, no, actually, these people are Russian bots. He said about a quarter of these will have some classified information in them. So it's going to need to be declassified. And that would either be the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, or if they want to drag their feet on it, President Trump could do that and should do that. That's very important that happened. Also weighing in on this, Mark Meadows saying transparency wins. What President Trump has called for, he said, this is absolutely the right call from the president. It is time to get the full truth on the table so the American people can decide for themselves what happened at the highest levels of their FBI and Justice Department. Is it our FBI and Justice Department? Or does it belong to the Democrat National Committee? I'm really not clear on that. And quite frankly, the more I look at this, the more I don't think it is my FBI or Department of Justice. I think this thing has been taken captive in a partisan coup here. Representative Jim Jordan told reporters the FBI used, quote, the crushing power of the state, unquote, to probe the Trump campaign during the election. Of course they did, because they are interested and always have been interested in interesting people. And the American people are interesting to them as a group. It's very effective for them to use social media. Again, what I was saying with Gerald Celente, I'll say it again, to censor InfoWars, to shadow ban people on these social media accounts, to ban other people. And again, the importance of this happening to InfoWars is that they can do it to one of the highest profile individuals. You know, when I was speaking at the conference, the Steve Quayle and Timothy Albarino, the transhumanism conference, they had an archaeologist there because they do a lot of archaeological expeditions. And they had a Spanish archaeologist there. And he barely spoke English. And as Timothy Albarino was introducing him to me, he said some things in Spanish and said, Alex Jones. And the guy goes, oh, see, I know who Alex Jones is, yeah. I said, see, even this guy barely speaks English. He lives in Spain, and he knows who Alex Jones is, but Marco Rubio doesn't. We're supposed to believe that Marco Rubio doesn't know who Alex Jones is. They know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to stop you from putting this information out, and at the same time, force-feeding all of this Russia narrative from the mainstream media, stopping you from being able to see anything to the contrary, stopping you from being able to share that information out there. And as I pointed out over and over again, the internet is not just about monitoring important people. They're going to be the first ones to feel the brunt of this. And we have said this for years, that Republicans should be the ones to shut down this surveillance state, because it's going to be used against them. What have we seen for the last 2 years? It used against them. But for the rest of us, they're looking to see what the hive mind thinks. Are you believing all of this Russian conspiracy theory stuff? Well, if not, then they'll just put on the bots and put more stuff out there. Because as we've seen with the psychological experiments done by Ash, that if there's one person in the group and you got everybody else giving the wrong answer, 75% of the time they will go along with that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now
now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have one more segment here, and I want to get into socialism, because it is now in fashion, isn't it? And we have seen a fashion statement by Ocasio-Cortez sporting her $3,500 outfit and calling people, using the term lukes, which everybody had to go to the Urban Dictionary to figure out what she was talking about. Of course, she still hasn't figured out what she's talking about. When she talks about her economic policies, they're just as obscure and nonsensical as her references in reply to criticisms about her outfit. But before we do, real quickly, there's an article that just came out at InfoWars.com that is a link to an investigation by Media Post. It's very interesting because this guy has something that he calls the writing. As an R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. He says, For the past year, I've been tracking audience visits to conservative websites for The Writing, which follows and studies right-wing media. Now, obviously, he doesn't agree with us, because if you agree with us, you don't call our, we don't call ourselves right-wing media. That's a term that the left uses to describe us. So this is somebody who's not, doesn't agree with our information, and he's looking at this and saying, wow, Alex Jones wins the information war, because it is an information war. Remember, we had Hillary Clinton saying a number of years ago, it's an information war, and we're losing it. And you're losing it even bigger now, Hillary. What happened? I don't know what happened. Ask Bill. Maybe he can clue you in on this. But yeah, it is an information war, and you are losing it big time. As they pointed out in the charts, you can see that in the last month, InfoWars up 32%, InfoWars.com up 32%, Breitbart up 8%, Washington Free Beacon 7%. The losers were the Washington Examiner, down 17%, Newsmax 12%, Town Hall down about 12% as well. And so as they're looking at this, they said, well, it doesn't look like they are having the desired effect. They said, despite of, or maybe because of, being blacklisted from major social media platforms, traffic to Alex Jones's InfoWars.com spiked in August, according to an analysis of monthly visitor data to major conservative websites released this morning by The Writing. And again, that is a group that they said was set up to study and follow right-wing media. And if you look at the media posts, they say, listening to chatter from President Trump and some of his supporters on the right, it would be logical to conclude that conservative websites are struggling to attract sizable audiences. After all, how can they compete effectively against mainstream media rivals when Google's search results are supposedly rigged against them and powerful social media platforms are censoring conservative opinion? Well, again, censorship, who, regardless of who wins, and regardless of whether censorship is done by one or two of the largest corporations that the world has ever seen, censorship is still wrong. And if we are winning this war, this is something for the left to think about. If you can use your biggest guns against us, and you're still losing in the censorship war, maybe you should be the ones who are running scared about the fact that if censorship is going to be used against the left instead of for the left, what if it's used against the left? What's that going to look like for you when you're losing, even when you have censorship on your side? As this guy said, when I first began analyzing conservative websites, not only was I knocked back on my heels by the sheer daily editorial output coming from the right, but I was also astonished by the size of the audiences for the sites that I studied. He says, I don't want to diminish the power of Fox News or right-wing talk radio, but the vast breadth of right-wing websites combined with their ability to attract large audiences, with many attracting anywhere from 10 to 70 million audience visits a month, make them impossible to ignore. That's why they're shutting us down. And he puts that in the context of a voting population. He said there's at least a dozen conservative websites generating more than a 10 million audience visits per month. He says, but for the moment, let's focus on two of the more controversial sites like Breitbart and InfoWars. He said, take Politico, for instance. Breitbart topped Politico's audience visits in July by 7 million visits. How about The New Yorker? Well, Breitbart generates double the monthly audience visits of The New Yorker. And then he says, InfoWars leaves many blue-chip media brands in the digital dust. In July, InfoWars generated 2 million more visits than Today.com. Newspaper websites from major metropolitan dailies like the Boston Globe, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and Newsday all lag behind InfoWars by at least a few million monthly visits. And so that's when he was talking about the fact that traffic at InfoWars has jumped by 32% in just the last month. This is why it is so important for them to try to take down InfoWars, try to take down conservative media, because they're having difficulty controlling it. And again, as I said, if they can control social media, we know from the Ash experiments of the 1950s, 1960s, they would go out and they would have a control group, and they would show, first they would show a card that had a line drawn on it. And then they would flip that card over and they would show them three lines. And they would say, you know, pick the line that is the same length as the line that you just saw by itself on the other side of the card. So they'd show them a line and then they would flip the card over and say, which of these lines is the length of the one that you just saw? Now, they did it without a control group, and they found that the people would get that right 99% of the time. But if you put one person in a group of people giving the deliberate wrong answer, this is the power of social media, folks. One person and the rest of the people in there are in on the gag, and they're giving the wrong answer. Two-thirds of the time, the person would go along with the crowd. They only found 25% of the people would always give the right answer, regardless of what the crowd said. Only 25%. So they know that they can use that against you. They can double that down if they can use the other experiment that we found, the Milgram experiment, where they would go in and argue from a position of authority. And they could get people to actually electrocute people in their mind. They thought that there was a person that they were actually administering fatal doses of electricity because they would... Every time they'd give a wrong answer, they would shock them, and then the next time they would ramp up the voltage, and they would get reluctant to do that. They would cry about that, nervously crying about that. But with pressure from authority, just like we saw at the Nuremberg trials, I was following orders. That is a very, very powerful thing, and you can get both of those effects on social media. If you've got the authoritative figures of establishment media that we're supposed to believe always tell us the truth, you've got them giving you the wrong answer, and then you've got the crowd on social media going along with that wrong answer. You have combined the effects of both of those together, and that's why they're using social media that way. That's why they're shutting us down, but it's maybe too late for them. We'll have to see. You know, when you look at Apple shutting down the number one app, the number one news app on their site, they are very, very concerned about us, aren't they? InfoWars became the number one app on the App Store for Apple, so they banned it because they are going to control things centrally. And isn't it interesting that Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, sets on the board of two other companies. What are those two companies? Nike and the NFL. I think we know where his politics are. He's been openly supporting open borders and a liberal political agenda. He spent $8.5 million to push gay marriage in three southern states. I mean, this guy is a political activist, and they care far more about their politics than they do about their profits. But folks, if you want to keep this information coming, support InfoWars, and we've got some sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 15% off the ProPure King water filtration systems. That's a gravity feed water filter, the ProPure King. You can get 15% off with the code REALNEWS at checkout. September is also Preparedness Month. We have, as we've got a lot of storms perhaps coming this month, this is the time that you see the hurricanes, but you need to be prepared for natural disasters at any time. But because this is September, we've put a lot of products at the InfoWars store to help you, new food and water filtration products, seed, accessory specials to help you prepare for all kinds of circumstances. And we have our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Diodine. You can now get that 25% off as supplies last. Well, we didn't get to the fashion statements by the socialists, but we'll get to that tomorrow. You got Ocasio-Cortez with her $3,500 outfit, you got 3,500% inflation in the minimum wage, and that cost 40% of the businesses to close in Venezuela, while Maduro is dining on exclusive steaks and cigars. That's the way it always works.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so
So I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.